Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Christmas is coming, goose is getting fat. Christmas is coming, the old man is fat. If you haven't got a penny, 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 if you haven't got a half a penny, God bless you. How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea? How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay up late, like the island is good? Wait for Santa to sail, reach your presents in a canoe. If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stay for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
Thank you. of my two front teeth. Then I can wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on the sister. Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only wish you. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth, my two front teeth.
Tasty burger.
Yeah, that's right. I'm keeping it festive. I know. Christmas is over. I couldn't resist, though. That was, of course, Petty Buca from their Christmas Everywhere CD. I played Christmas is Coming, Christmas Island, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and My Two Front Teeth, because I gotta be me. So, yes, triumphant return. I made it through the concert, made it to the concert, then through the concert. Now I'm here to talk about the concert. If you listen to the indie circuit directly before this show, well, you know pretty much a lot of it. But if you don't, you just tune in just for Saki Bama Go-Go. First of all, you're nuts, because there's all that entertainment that precedes this one. Just think of all the entertainment. I know, I'm kidding. But yeah, it was an incredible concert. It was wonderful to see them. Just, you know, I'm a super fan of the 5678s. It was funny because I had never seen, I have like one or two of Reverend Horton Heat's CDs. I never like got super into them, but I like their music. It's good music. I never heard of the middle band, but, the person aside of us was like, oh, is this your, how many times have you seen Reverend Horton Heat? It sounded like the Dead. You know, people are like, oh, how many times have you seen the Dead? I saw him like 780 times. Well, she, because I was, and then we were like, nah, we're just here to see the 5678s. and she was like, huh. Because she had seen them seven times and had drinks with them at some point in some place. You know, it was one of those things where you're like, yeah, two different worlds. Boy, they put on a hell of a show, though. You could tell when Reverend Horton Heat came out to play, because the 5678s opened, which is, that was one of those things where I was like, huh? I thought they would be headlining only because in Japan, they're headliners. So, that it was a very, I know they don't care. They probably don't care that they're opening. They're just touring. They don't care, you know, playing music and making money. Here they opened literally like the New Year's Eve bash that they're going to play in however many days in Japan. They're headlining and there's like a ton of bands, recognizable bands that are opening for them. And you're like, okay, yes, whatever. And again, it doesn't matter. As long as people are hearing them play and they're out there playing, it don't matter. But you could really tell when Reverend Horton Heat came on, the theatrics, and you could really see how they've been doing this for a lot of years. Everything worked right. Everything looked right. Everything, their show was really phenomenal. Boy, that guy's a good guitar player. I didn't realize it until when you watch him play, he has his a Gretsch, which is a gorgeous Gretsch. And then I was like, oh, I want to look that up. I knew it would be like an expensive one. I didn't realize it was his signature series. Gretsch makes the Reverend Horton Heat version. And I was like, oh, that's his actual guitar. It's a signature model. That's why that's so cool. But it was a wonderful time. Great concert. A little bit of rain, but that didn't matter. There's a canopy over us and it was mostly dry. Fun time was had by all. I'll stop talking and play more music. This won't be Christmas-based. I think I'm going to put in some of The Bat, because I got to be me.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits.
Right. it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
And coming on stage, it's No Show for Sissies. See two out-of-this-world horror shows in person. See Dr. Ragnar and his Nightmare of Movie Monsters. You'll see the screen's latest and most horrible movie monsters alive in person. See the teenage Frankenstein, the fly, the colossal beast, the daughter of Dracula, Rodan, and the flying monster. These monsters are not on film, but alive in person on the stage and in the audience. See what happens when teenage Frankenstein meets Dracula's daughter. All this plus stage show number two, Spooks a Poppin'. We warn you, this is the most on stage, in person, two blood-warming horror shows.
Let me explain something to you. Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Yeah, that's great. That was Summertime Blues, Jailhouse Rock, The Jack, and Reaction from The Bat, off of their official The Bat Club CD. I do truly love that band there. I love every time I drop their music in. There's like a little meter that shows like when you're talking too loud or whatever like that. And, you know, it's usually green. It bounces to yellow and then it clips up to red. Every time I drop them in, the meter literally just goes to the top and stays there virtually all their songs. They play at 11. That's good. It's a fun time. Yeah. So back to the show. They did have a guy. This is an interesting part. Because Reverend Horton Heat came out and he was, they were playing, it was called like the Holiday Hootenanny, so he was playing some of their songs, and then they were mixing in a lot of like Christmas stuff, Christmas songs, rewritten Christmas songs, regular, you know, ones. And then they were like, oh, and I'm going to bring out a special guest, Dave Allen. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And he went on to talk about, you know, he was one of his idols. He influenced him to play music because he had a punk band and out of Dallas called the Blasters many, many moons ago. And I say they set up this guy's microphone and it was like 9 feet in the air. And I was like, wow, this guy, I think Shaquille O'Neal's come out to play. I don't even know. Is a monster of some sort, but he wasn't. Very tall, very, thin Texas guy. And, boy, that guy could play guitar. I had never heard of him or his music, which is odd because I was kind of in that world. But I mean, not the Texas world, but the punk world. But there's so many of them that came and went. It's, you know, you miss stuff. But man, he played, and it was funny because the Gretsch that Reverend Horton Heat was playing has a real different sound. It's a good, I mean, they're different sounds, but also they're different, like, levels, you know, because he started ripping into with his Strat, and it was like a wave of that super twangy, not twangy, bright, I'll say, you know, that super bright and, like, really aggressive guitar sound, and it's just such a difference, you know. So then Reverend Horton, he was kind of playing some, like, rhythm backup stuff, and they were playing off each other. You could tell they were friends. So then after he left, then, you know, literally then the Reverend, they came, then they played like almost another set. They played a solid, I bet you it was 2 hours, just them. It was a good night, good concert. You know, I would, if I ever got the chance to see him again, I might, I'm not sure. Really interesting. That made me want to see just a regular set of theirs at some point. Like the holiday stuff was fun. And the, you know, the special guest stuff and all that kind of stuff. It was neat because it was something different. He put a lot of effort into it there, or they put a lot of effort into it. There's also a guy that played the piano, like Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, like a, not a piano, like an electric piano. And that guy was really good too. I guess he has his own solo album, but interesting stuff. Really, it was really a different, it was a unique experience. It was a fun experience. Had a lot of fun. Enough talk. Here's some music.
No. It's not true. That's impossible.
Behind the ball, free ball. Come on, Bob, with the twist. Come on, baby, Bond, the three. You turn up and sit up and Sorry about that.
All right, Mel. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, Mel.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, Mel, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
Yes.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, Meow. That's the law. Not so funny, Meow, is it?
That was, of course, the 5678s from their Bomb the Twist album. I played Bomb the Twist, Three Cool Chicks, Guitar Date, and Woohoo. It made me laugh. I dropped in that Meow skit from Super Troopers. And that movie clip was almost as long as Woohoo. And I said, maybe I should pick longer songs or shorter movie clips. But then I thought, why would I do that? So I hope everyone had a great Christmas. Funny story. I don't know all the particulars. I was out there trying to find the particulars about it, but I couldn't find them. So this guy on a motorcycle gets really angry about being tailgated. This is local. This is local news. If you're listening, heed this warning. So he doesn't like being tailgated. So he brake checks the guy. Well, that works in a car kind of because you're surrounded by a mass of metal that keeps you from dying. Not so good on a motorcycle. He brake checks the guy. The guy hits him. He falls down. He gets angry, slashes the guy's tires, then gets run over by the guy. And he gets arrested. And you're like, what? Why? I rode motorcycles. Now, I'm not bashing motorcycle riders. I rode for a lot of years. I don't ride anymore down here because this is a hostile territory for motorcycles. And I see it when I'm driving my, you know, to work and stuff like that. And I see the way some guys ride their motorcycles. I can see why it's so deadly down here. They don't get it. And maybe, hopefully you're not one of those guys if you're listening to this and you ride motorcycles. Again, I can't stress enough. I'm not bagging on motorcycle riders, but you got to be responsible. When I see a motorcycle tailgating someone or hiding in their blind spot or weaving in and out of traffic, you're a moron. You can't, that's not how you ride a motorcycle and live to see tomorrow. You got to be a little bit more cautious on a motorcycle. I drive like a lunatic to some degree, but when I was on my motorcycle, I was very cautious. I never did any of that stuff or like driving in between lanes and stuff. You see it so much down here and you kind of go, wow, that's the traffic patterns in Florida move like lightning. There's people whipping or in and out of stuff with cars. There's people coming, pulling out in front of people all the time. If you're not getting tailgated, you're basically not even driving in Florida. So this whole story kind of made my head hurt a little bit. And I was like, well, of course, he went to the hospital and he went to jail because he pulled the knife after he brake checked someone and got hit by him. You're like, man, it's just Florida. What can I tell you? Wacky. It's wacky. It's a wacky adventure. Anytime you turn that key, be it motorcycle, car, other, I don't know. All right, enough of my sermon about vehicle safety. Here's my sermon about listening to music.
It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. You tell the dagger. It's too late. I thought of you anymore. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. You tell the dagger. It's too late. I thought of you anymore. Thank you. That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.